On the 8th of March last year, it was a tragic plane crash.
The past few hours, the Malaysian authorities have released new information about the search for a missing plane that vanished.
Yeah, we have new information about the flight path. It fills in some very important blanks.
Then it was a string of incompetent government officials delivering incomplete or meaningless statements.
From the day the aircraft lost contact and disappeared from our radar, there's no signal being able to be detected.
Like MH370 ended in a sudden Indian Ocean.
Then it was just pure speculation.
What if it was hijacking or terrorism or mechanical failure or pilot error? But what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? Black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Just look at this.
A high-tech tale of mapping the bottom of the ocean or looking at complicated satellite data to find that thumbprint in the sky of the plane that was and then it wasn't. Always there were the tears on the faces of the families of the people on that Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 that suddenly disappeared on a planned trajectory from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Where is it? 9% of people responding to a CNN poll thought it was either very or somewhat likely that the plane was abducted by aliens, time travelers, or beings from another dimension, which perhaps tells you more about who watches CNN than anything to do with aviation. Some of those people were watching science journalist Jeff Wise when he said this on CNN last year.
What about, though, the theory that a lot of people have, which is that they wanted to take this jet, commandeer it for some sort of a future attack, whether that was to load it up immediately with some sort of half radioactive material and fly it over a city?
No, come on. It's time to have a reality check.
No, I believe this one, actually.
Well, it's time for you to have a reality check.
I think you should have a reality check.
That's Jeff Wise saying, no, I believe this one. He tracked all the theories during his stint as a CNN on-air consultant, and then his on-the-job obsession became the basis for how crazy am I to think I actually know where the Malaysian Airlines plane is, published in this week's issue of New York Magazine. Hello, Jeff Wise.
Hello.
And that was quite a journey you took there, being an aviation expert for CNN during those weeks and months.
It was really nuts. And out of the blue, I mean, I was living a normal life, and all of a sudden I was sucked up into this UFO ship of CNN 24/7 MH370 coverage.
And before we tick off the conspiracy theories, let's just note this is a tragedy. These people are disappeared. We don't know what happened to them, and their grief extends to this moment. But what were the conspiracy theories that you observed in your investigation of this?
In the first couple of weeks, almost anything was possible. And so we had a very famous one that involved these hero pilots whose cockpit had filled with smoke and they turned around to try to stage a landing. There was another theory that the plane had tucked up under another plane and sort of hidden in its radar shadow.
I missed that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Ultimately, though, what happened was this Inmarsat data became released. And so everything we know now about the final 6 hours of this flight comes from a very small handful of these hard-to-decipher signals that were transmitted between the plane and the satellite.
And we know that's valid. I mean, that's a real data. I mean, our folks here went nuts when that story broke. I mean,
this is the perfect fodder for conspiracy theorists of every stripe because it's so hard just at first glance to tell what is good information and what is bad information. And once a bad piece of information comes out, in this day and age, it never really goes away. You've got these blogs and other people venting their opinions, seizing on a report or a rumor or an eyewitness sighting or something that washed up on a beach in the Maldives or something. From this assemblage of data, you can put together whatever you want.
So the title of your article is How Crazy Am I to Think I Actually Know Where the Malaysia Airlines Plane Is? Do you think you know?
It's such a complicated tale that the 4,000 words I put together for New York Magazine for me was like writing haiku. To really give the full picture, I put out a Kindle single that explains it at much longer length. It's called The Plane That Wasn't There. To try to understand these seven pings, if you recall, the handshake pings that were exchanged between the satellite and the plane, you have to get into the satellite orbital mechanics, the configuration of the avionics on the plane, the algorithms that are in the computer system of the autopilot and the frequency compensation that takes place in the satellite communications. I mean, it gets very complicated very quickly. And one of the real challenges facing those of us who are trying to piece this all together is to find the sources of information. For instance, Boeing, which builds the 777,
right,
doesn't really make it easy to find out how these electrical components are wired together. So one of the arcane but very important questions we were trying to solve was the plane disappeared from Malaysian radar, and it was completely invisible and completely dark over the Andaman Sea somewhere. And then the satellite system gets turned back on. And this is a very baffling and surprising and significant event that we're still trying to make sense of, because we're trying to figure out how do you turn on a satellite communication system. And you can't just go to the owner's manual of a 777 because they don't publish it. So one of the reasons I wanted to publish this theory is that hopefully people might come out of the woodwork and say, hey, I used to work for Honeywell Avionics, or I used to work for Boeing, and I can tell you how these systems are wired together. I can tell you what isn't possible.
Do you believe the people who are on that plane are no longer with us?
So basically, I put this theory together trying to say, is it possible that since we found no debris, is it in any way conceivable that that data is not correct? Is there some way it could be wrong? And I say it is actually technically, physically possible through a very arcane series of steps to fake it. And if they did fake it, the plane could have gone north. Not only could it have gone north, but we have a pretty good idea of where it would have gone based on the remaining data that we can trust. In that case, those people could be alive.
That's just...
I think they're probably just not alive.
Yeah, but we would have heard from them if they...
This is where we get with this story, however. It's like my gut tells me that, yes, most likely we would have heard from these people. Most likely we would have seen this plane on radar, but most likely we should have seen debris in the southern Indian Ocean too. And you get this kind of vague gut feeling of we should have seen something, or
all
something
right,
should have happened.
All right, one more question then. If it is the case that the plane's on the bottom of the sea, were the people on that plane mostly dead or alive when it was in the air over the sea?
We have no idea.
No,
I mean, it's just that we have no evidence that point. All we know about the final 6 hours of this plane are these seven pings that tell us, you know, and there's so many ways you can crunch those numbers to tell you somewhere over the southern Indian Ocean it was flying, probably straight, possibly on autopilot.
And this case has spooked every pilot, yes?
I think a lot of pilots look at this case and say this doesn't add up. One of the whole points of aircraft and accident investigation is to say, let's figure out what went wrong so we can fix it so that the system won't permit this to happen again. And this case is unique in that we can't do that.
Jeff Wise, journalist and aviation analyst. He writes about his experience as a CNN aviation analyst in a story entitled How Crazy Am I to Think I Actually Know Where the Malaysia Airlines Plane Is, published in this week's issue of New York Magazine. Thanks, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.